Lib Dem leader and the deputy PM, Nick Clegg, will formally announce later today the coalition's decision to fund free school meals for all children in the first 3 years of primary school in England. Estimated cost for providing the meals, £600 million. In Northern Ireland, it's estimated it would cost about £20 million. Do you think we should be doing it here as well? This applies to England, doesn't apply here, but do you think we should be taking the lead? The commentator, Geoffrey Peel, with us today. Morning, Geoffrey.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, and the former MP, Lembit Opic. Morning, Lembit.
Good morning. I want to be on your TV show, Steve.
We'll get you on, Lembit. Don't you worry about that. Geoffrey, what do you think about this?
It's really silly. A few months back, I got a letter from the Inland Revenue saying that my child benefit was being taken off me because I earned too much. And now, if I lived in England, they would be proposing giving my kids free school meals, which I can easily afford to pay for myself. People who need... Or who have needs and are eligible for free school meals for their children already, so they're already paid for. So why on earth do people who are easily able to afford to pay for their children's school meals, why are we going to be given free school meals? It's ludicrous. I think Nick Clegg is hoping that we've all forgotten the dramatic U-turns that he had to do as a result of entering this coalition government, like the debacle over student loans. And he's trying to steal some brownie points in the hope that yet again we might have a hung parliament at the next general election so he can steal some thunder.
Yeah.
It's pathetic and silly.
And then, but you know how the argument goes that it might therefore, free school meals to everybody, it might be a waste of money on some families who could otherwise afford it, but yet it will ensure that every child at least is getting the proper nutrition at the relatively close to the start of their lives.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a shock horror exclusive. I'm actually going to agree with my party for once and say that I think on this one, whatever my differences with Nick Clegg and however critical I've been of his few times in the past, on this occasion, I think he's right. I hope that we all agree that there are certain young people who should be entitled to free school meals. So the debate isn't about that. It's about whether it should be means tested or not. Now, in my opinion, there's a certain amount of cost involved with means testing as well. But yeah, it's true. There are some young kids who've got parents who could afford to pay for it. In my judgment, this should be a universal benefit because it's so important for young people to be properly fed. When I went to school, it was pretty much like that. And I think this is one of the few things that I think is an extremely good.
Why give the money to parents, though, Lembit, that don't need the money? Why shouldn't they be properly feeding their kids themselves?
Yeah, in theory, if means testing was absolutely reliable, that would be a valid argument. But if you introduce means testing, there are some kids who would be entitled in theory, but they just don't end up getting it. The second thing is, just because you've got rich parents doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a reasonable attention to these kinds of details. But fundamentally, I say it like this, it's so important that in the real world, where means testing is an imprecise science, this should be permitted.
Geoffrey?
It's like the argument
it's still equally daft. And what's the rationale for free school lunches? Why not give them free breakfast? Many schools, in fact, don't even have the facilities to provide school meals to all of the children who go to the school. So therefore, there's going to be a significant increase in infrastructure costs just to be able to cope with the additional demand for school. A lot of kids bring in packed lunches. And by the way, packed lunches... organised by the... I pack my own children's lunch every morning. They are of a very high nutritional quality. I pay for them. I've got no issue with that. But it's patronising, silly and futile. It's taking money out of our pockets in one respect, putting it back in another respect. We, as parents, should be allowed to decide how to feed our kids. It is not the responsibility of schools to feed children. It is the responsibility of parents to feed children. And if they want to pay for the schools to feed their children, if they can afford to do that, they're perfectly entitled to do so. At the minute in Northern Ireland, more kids get free school meals than just about any other region of the United Kingdom. So the system works, and those school meals are provided to children of families that have a particular need. The system works. Why wreck it, and why put the cost onto the exchequer when wealthy parents are well able to afford to pay for these meals?
For three very simple and short responses. Number one, I have no doubt that you are a responsible parent. You understand nutritional...
Oh, that's just typical Lib Dem patronising.
I'm actually giving you a compliment, and you should
cannot take
a bit more
care of their children. They're perfectly able to do it. They've been doing it for millennia.
All right, now, rather than being plain rude, just please listen for a minute. I'm not being patronising. I'm pointing out that people like you, if the whole of our society was populated with people like you, then your argument would be sound. That's not the way our society is. Second point, this is really important. We're talking about a certain amount of money at the margin here, not the whole £600 million. So that's the means testing question. Here's the third point. You know as well as I do, and I'm sure you agree, there is a link between nutrition and educational achievement. Now, what this guarantees, as long as the schools give the right kind of food to their kids, that this improves the chances of decent education because the kids are actually fed appropriately. It reduces ADS and various other conditions like that. Now, if you want to say that you pull yourself and your kid out of this, fair enough, because you're going to do the right thing. The world is not that simple and straightforward. The easiest way to get this right is to give it to everybody.
Why not give them breakfast?
Yeah, that's a fair point. You could. I mean, because
the policy decision is completely arbitrary. It's not really about the policy. It's not really about free school lunches. It's all about the Lib Dems stealing some thunder, getting some brownie points for a silly policy. That's what it's all about. That's why I was announced at the Lib Dem conference. It's getting a few crumbs off the Tory party table in terms of stealing some policy thunder. That's all it's about.
Do you know how politics works? Politics works with flagship policies, with making big statements like this to try and secure support in the elections. Now, you're absolutely right. Clegg's in a lot of trouble. Maybe on another occasion you and I can debate that. But there is nothing wrong with politicians trying to curry favour with the public by doing the right things. Now, if you are right, the public will dismiss this as a gimmick. If you are wrong, and I suspect you are, the public will say...
Well, I would say that's also almost certainly not the case. I think the Lib Dem vote will slump at the next general election. It's more likely that the DUP will hold the balance of power, and that would be a frightening prospect.
You're kind of getting all mixed up here. I happen to agree. Have a look at the Huffington Post today. I've got a very, very direct criticism about Nick Clegg on that. That's one debate. OK, we can probably agree that Nick Clegg probably isn't the best person to lead the Lib Dems. Lots of problems there. Full stop, new paragraph. Here's the other debate, the one we're discussing now on the radio. Is it right to give universal free school meals or not? I'm saying yes, you're saying no. I'm also saying if everybody was like you as a parent, then probably we wouldn't need this policy as it is.
Okay.
Everybody isn't like you as a parent. Therefore, I make the judgment that it's on balance worth the extra to pay the free school meals for everybody universally to make sure that no one who does need it falls out of the net. Full stop.
OK, Geoffrey Peel, Limerick, thank you very much indeed.